Just tell me a joke and just interact with the studio. It's Civic Media Adam from WRCO-FM Civic Media and on Facebook.com. This is WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
A Civic Media station.
ABC News. I'm Dave Packer. The criminal trial brought against former President Donald Trump is moving forward in New York despite repeated attempts by the former president's attorneys to delay.
Trump sought again to halt the trial while he tries to get it moved out of Manhattan, where his lawyer argued too many people are predisposed not to like Trump. An appeals court turned him down, and Judge Juan Merchan said there is nothing else to clarify, there is nothing else to argue. We are going to have opening statements on Monday.
ABC's Aaron Katursky, a man who set himself on fire outside of the trial on Friday, died of his injuries overnight in a New York hospital. The House is set to vote on a series of bills for foreign aid put forward by House Speaker Mike Johnson. Despite pushback from far-right Republicans, Johnson had to rely on votes from Democrats to advance the bills, which send aid to Israel, Ukraine, and Taiwan. Also tucked into one of those bills, a measure that would ban TikTok unless it's divested from its Chinese owners. This is ABC News. A man who set himself on fire just feet away from the courthouse where Donald Trump is on trial for making alleged hush money payments died in a New York hospital overnight. ABC's Sifon Kim has more.
It was a horrifying spectacle in Lower Manhattan, with officers converging on the park from every direction. One tried to smother the flames, another used a fire extinguisher. Police identified the man as 37-year-old Max Azzarello from St. Augustine, Florida. UNC Chapel Hill confirming he earned a BA in public policy and anthropology in 2009. Witnesses say he had been seen in the park for several days this week.
The terrifying scene happening just after a full jury was impaneled in the Trump trial in New York. Opening statements Monday, but ABC's Aaron Katursky says the first witnesses for prosecutors, well, that's a mystery.
Prosecutors refused to reveal the name, fearing if they do, Trump would only go on the attack. And the judge said, under the circumstances, that's understandable. He said there's nothing else to clarify, nothing else to argue. The judge was plain, opening arguments starting Monday.
I'm Dave Packer, ABC News.
WRCO meteorologist Tony Schumacher calling for partly cloudy, continued cool and breezy. Today will top off at 50. Tonight, clear and cold, frost likely again, a low near 28. On Sunday, sunny and pleasant, we rebound to 60. Partly sunny and mild on Monday, showers likely Monday night into Tuesday, a high Monday of 64. Tuesday, cloudy and breezy, areas of rain likely 55. Wednesday, mostly sunny, a midweek high of 56. Thursday, we bounce back to 60. You're listening to The Weekend Wake Up.
Weekend Wake Up.
From WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app. Well, I'll tell you what, kids, if you're doing it and you know you shouldn't be doing it, George has a song about it.
We shouldn't be doing this, and we both know why. Just being close enough to think like this, enough to make you need to lie. This kind of talk will lead us to somewhere. We're getting way too close to going there. The farther off, the better to resist. We really shouldn't be doing this. Only an isolated incident, but the acquaintance left me stunned. The first attraction was the hardest hit I thought I'd ever overcome. This kind of situation has to pass. This chance encounter has to be the last. To take it farther, we would be remiss. We really shouldn't be doing this. We'd each be hurting somebody else if we don't say our goodbyes real fast. Won't even think about a farewell kiss. We really shouldn't be doing this. Well, we really shouldn't be doing this. And we both know why. Just being close enough to think like this, enough to make me have to lie. This kind of talk can lead us to somewhere. We're getting way too close to going there. The farther off, the better to resist. We really shouldn't be doing this. This kind of situation has to pass. This chance encounter has to be the last. To take it far.
It's a summertime music festival memory.
Star Spangled Celebration.
On Civic Media from WRCO-FM.
Hey, y'all, this is David Lee Murphy. I'm with my buddies at WRCO.
Trio Williams lived down a dirt road. He made homemade wine like nobody I know. I dropped by one Friday night and said, "Can you help me, Creole? I got a little girl waiting on me and I want to treat her right." He said, "I got what you need, son," as we sat down in the cellar. He reached through the cobweb as he turned on the light. He said, "There might be a little dust on the bottom, but don't let it fool you about what's inside. There might be a little dust on the bottom, but it's one of those things that gets sweeter with time." He was sitting in the porch swing as I pulled up the driveway. My old heart was racing as you climbed inside. You slid over there close at me, drove down to the lake road, watched the sun fade in that big red sky. I reached under the front seat and said, "Now here's something special. It's just been waiting for a night like tonight. Oh, there might be a little dust on the bottom, but don't let it fool you about what's inside. There might be a little dust on the bottom, but it's one of those things that gets sweeter with time. You're still with me, and we've made some memories. After all these years, there's one thing I found. Some say good love, well, it's like a fine wine. It keeps getting better as the days go by. Oh, it might be a little dust on the bottom, but don't let it fool you about what's inside. There might be a little dust on the bottom, but it's one of those things that gets sweeter.
I may have to dust the bottle off and have an old-fashioned or two tonight. David Lee Murphy on SSC Memory. 708, 33 degrees. Adam Hess with you all. A friend of the show at Civic Media, Adam on Facebook, shared a meme. I want to pass it along to you. This is pretty funny. If I had a dollar for every time I didn't know what was going on, I would be like, why am I always getting all this money? Thanks for sharing, Tina.
It's a classic country cut.
Classic country.
From WRCO-FM.
In a little cafe just the other side of the border, sitting there giving me looks that made my mouth water. So I started walking away, but she belonged to that fat man Jose. And I knew, yes I knew I should leave, but I heard her say, in my arms she felt so inviting. I just couldn't resist it, just one little kiss, so exciting. Then I heard the guitar player say, "Vamos, Jose's on his way." And I knew, yes
When I looked, the cafe was empty. Then I heard Jose say, "Man, you know you're in trouble, plenty." So I dropped my drink from my hand and threw the
to come a little bit closer. 7-Eleven. Well, we had another joke shared to Civic Media. Adam, a bear walks into a bar and says, "I'll have a rum and Coke." And the bartender says, "Why the pause?" And he said, "Well, I was born with them."
The heartbeat of WRCO Studios is powered by Meyer Oil and LP, providing warmth, reliability, and fueling the community spirit.
It's local music.
Music on WRCO-FM.
From Adams to Azeka, Boaz to Ithaca, and everywhere in between. It's local music on WRCO-FM and
Civic Media.
Stars in the sky, but none of them are like a lot of people in this world. There's not one like this girl. Something about her makes me smile. Sometimes I sit and cry. The way she makes me feel inside. That long, and all my feelings aren't all wrong, but every time I look in her eyes, I see something deep inside, something about the way she smiles, the way she looks into my eyes, now she holds my hand sometimes, the way she touches me. She just might be the one. Why'd it have to take so long? She's everything I ever dreamed. Yeah, she's everything. Something about her makes me smile. Sometimes I sit and cry. The way she makes me feel inside. I never felt it in my life. I never thought I'd find someone. I thought I'd always be alone. And she walked into my life. She made me smile. Something about her makes me smile. Sometimes I sit and cry. The way she makes me feel inside. I never felt it in my life. Something about.
Born and raised right here in Richland County. It doesn't get more local than that. RCHS graduate Donnie Raisak. And we love playing local music from WRCO-FM. Good morning. It's the Weekend Wake Up. 7:16. We're at 33 degrees. Well, the lead air traffic controller from Birds Creek Airport called in, and he was enjoying, I'm not sure why he's not, like, trafficking the airplanes, but hey, you know, you do you. He called in. We were talking about Civic Media, Adam on Facebook.com. A couple of people sharing jokes with me. So he called in a joke today, and I'm going to apologize ahead of time. What do you get when you cross a parakeet and a lion? Well, I don't know either, but when it talks, you listen.
After these messages, we'll be right back.
An Evening with Spirit is coming Friday, April 26th at 7:30 p.m. at the Temple Theater in downtown Viroqua. Join renowned psychic medium Molly Morningstar for an unforgettable evening where the guests of honor are your loved ones in spirit. During this group event, she will connect with random audience members and demonstrate her unique ability to provide evidence of continuing connections to those we love in the afterlife. Purchase your tickets at ridgesandriversbookfestival.org.
Supported by Travel Wisconsin.
Hi, this is Teresa Clary with Clary Memorial Funeral Home. With today's rising inflation, now is the perfect time to pre-plan and pre-fund your funeral with coverage from Pekin Insurance through Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Your pre-funded policy, called Pathway, is guaranteed and can be used anywhere in the United States. Call today and protect against future inflation with a Pathway policy from Pekin Insurance. Contact Josh Clary at Clary Memorial Funeral Home for more information.
Join us on Sunday morning at 9:30 a.m. for non-denominational Cowboy Church featuring Monty Berger. Services will be held at the Presbyterian Church located at 402 North 2nd Street. Find us on Facebook at Muscadet Morel Mushroom Festival or muscadet.com for details.
As we move to the 7:20 mark, we'd like to remind you we'll have a look at this week in entertainment history. That's just a couple of minutes away. 7:30, birthdays, anniversaries. Oh, we have a lot of big ones being hit. We have a 4-0. I think we have a 5-0, and I know we have a 6-0.
The home loan experts are at Community First Bank. Get great advice on how to improve your credit. Get pre-qualified so you know exactly what you can afford. And get matched to money saving first-time homebuyer programs. Quit paying rent, become a homeowner, and save money? Now that's a win-win-win. Experience the difference at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com/homeloans. Member FDIC, equal housing lender. Loan subject to credit approval. Restrictions may apply.
At Napa, we love cars, trucks, tractors, really anything with wheels and an engine. It's more than our business, it's our passion. That's why we care so much about quality parts and quality people. And that's why Napa is so proud to be one of the most comprehensive car care brands. Tools, parts, fluids, and more, we've got you covered. Visit your locally owned parts store, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, and Highway 61 in Boscobel.
Pappas Trading Post and Arena is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission bow retailer. Pappas Trading Post offers you a team of experienced professionals ready to help you get the perfect new bow, crossbow, arrows, or accessories for this season. Pappas team can also tune up your current bow for peak performance when it matters most. And they have a 40-yard indoor range to sharpen your aim. Visit Pappas Trading Post, 2 miles west of Arena on the corner of Highway 14 and H.
Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday 9 to 5.
Making the transition to a smaller space can be overwhelming, but with A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, it doesn't have to be. Our knowledgeable team will help you select the perfect pieces to create a cozy and functional living space that fits your needs and budget. From lift chairs to adjustable beds and small dining sets, we have a variety of comfortable and affordable options to choose from. Visit our showroom today at 172 South Church Street and let us help you make your new house feel like home.
It's time now for a look at this week in entertainment history.
Oh, you're killing me, Smalls.
He likes it. Hey, Mikey.
Where's the beef?
From WRCO-FM. It was on this date in 1985, the Coca-Cola Company announced that it was changing its 99-year-old secret formula to New Coke. It wasn't successful. They went back to original Coke.
Coke is the most refreshing way to make the most of every day. And wherever you go and whatever you do, there's something big waiting for me.
and you. Coke is it,
the biggest taste you've ever found.
Coke is it, the one that never lets you down. Coke is it, the most refreshing taste around. Coke is it. Coke is it.
In 1957, the late Jan Hooks from Third Rock from the Sun was born. In 1959, Desi Lou Playhouse on CBS Television presented a two-part show titled The Untouchables. In 1961, FM stereo broadcasting was approved by the FCC. In 1970, the first Earth Day was observed by millions of Americans. In 1977, Annie opened on this date on Broadway. In 1989, the Game Boy handheld video game device was released in Japan. Other celebrity birthdays, born in 1932, Estelle Harris from Seinfeld. On this date in 1976, Barbara Walters became the first female nightly network news anchor. It was in 1986 that Geraldo Rivera opened a vault that belonged to Al Capone at the Lexington Hotel in Chicago. The vault had nothing inside. Jane Seymour received a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame in 1999, and in 2005, the very first video was uploaded to YouTube.com. Joyce DeWitt was born in 1949, James Russo 1953. Valerie Bertinelli was born on this date in 1960, and in Wisconsin, Tony Romo was born in 1980. That's a look at this week in entertainment history. And time now for our Rabbit Ears memory. It takes us back to 1980 and the ABC Television Network. It was a show that starred our birthday girl Joyce DeWitt as Janet. It's Three's Company.
Come and knock on our door.
Come and knock on our door.
We've been waiting for you. The kisses are
hers and hers and his. Three's company too.
Come and dance on our floor.
Come and dance on our floor.
Take a step that is new.
Take a step that is new.
Leave a lovable space that needs your face. Three's company too. Down at our rendezvous.
Down in our rendezvous. Three's company too.
Been too gone for too long. It's too late to come back now. It's been so long since you walked out my door. Now you're just an old song nobody sings anymore. I got a new love and she's a true love. But darling, how could you have known? You've been too gone for too long. Now it's too late to come back home. You came a long way going the wrong way. Don't even set your suitcase down. You wanted to roam, now you're paying the bills. You're an old rolling stone who rolled over the hill. I had a good cry when you said goodbye. I didn't wanna let you go, but you've been too gone for too long. Now it's too late to come back home. I had a good cry when you said goodbye. I didn't want to let you go, but you've been too gone for too long. So why don't you just stay gone? Now you've been too gone for too long. Now it's too late to come back home.
That's Randy Travis, and you know what? Sometimes it's better if they just stay gone. If you would like to become a friend of the show and interact with me, Adam Hess, every time I'm on the radio, simply head to Facebook.com and search keywords Civic Media Adam. When you find my profile, hit like, subscribe, and follow. You can make a request, tell me a joke, and just interact with the studio. It's Civic Media Adam from WRCOFM Civic Media and on Facebook.com.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We need volunteers. Do you want to give back to your community? Does caring for those in need appeal to you? Would you like to meet new people and make new friends? Schmidt Woodland Hills is actively seeking volunteers to help us fulfill our mission of caring for those in need in Richland County. We have openings for volunteers to assist in a variety of ways as we provide care to our residents and their families. We can offer flexible times and flexible hours. If you are ready to experience the joy of giving to others, please call 647-8931 and ask for John Tews.
Don't miss out on Lipstick and Dipsticks, a free women's car care clinic hosted by TC Autoworks in collaboration with Passages. Join them on Tuesday, April 23rd from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. at TC Autoworks for an informative session on basic car care, automotive lingo, basic automotive service, tire care, and wiper replacement. Plus, all participants will receive a free gift bag, and there will be free prize drawings. Save the date and mark your calendars for this empowering event on Tuesday, April 23rd at TC Autoworks, located at 1201 U.S. Highway 14 in Richland Center.
Good morning. Time now to take a look at birthdays and anniversaries on WRCOFM, sponsored each and every day by the great folks at The Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
For years, you've relied on The Shoebox and Black Earth for selection, the right size, and that comfortable fit. Now you can save even more right across the street at The Bargain Box. You'll find great deals on athletic shoes, casual and dress shoes, and boots for everyone in the family at prices that'll knock your socks off. No problem, they sell socks too. Stop in today at The Bargain Box across the street from the original Shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
Well, today is Saturday, April 20th, 2024. Happy birthday wishes to Deanne McCullough today. With love from Mom and Dad, Ron Holt, and all of the Ron Holt family. And then we have a note here that says this portion of the note is not from Mom, Dad, or the Ron Holt family. But the message says it's the big 6-0, maybe? Am I reading that right? Maybe 5-0? No, I think it says 6-0. From the WRCO VIP list, Gary Muckler hits the big 4-0 today. Happy birthday, Gary. And a happy 59th wedding anniversary to Lyle and Ann Wanless. Happy birthday to our mommy. Have a great day. We love you from Mara and Lance. An anniversary wish going out. Happy 5th to Shelly and Jason Drake from Leroy and Susan Hafner. Happy birthday wishes to Liz. Have a great day. We love you from Amy and Lisa and the entire family. Owen Welsh. Have a great day today with love from Grandma Karen and Grandpa Dennis. Owen Welsh also makes the RC primary school list today. Rob Renish, we hope you have a great birthday and an anniversary wish going out to John and Tina Rundle from the Bloom City Town Crier. Rob Renish and Christopher Brooks make the Little Willow Birthday Club. Anniversary wishes to Shelly and Jason Drake from Grandma Mary. Birthdays going out to Jeff Campbell, Anna Knapp, along with Leah Hinkle, Lindsay Hellenbrand, Carla Meyer, Carrie Pospicol, and an anniversary wish for Dustin and Heather Myers, and Barry and Diane Schultz from the Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions Club, and Ashley Mott, Marsha Saliker, Kaylee Nee, Owen Welsh, and Elizabeth McCarthy make the Richland Center Lions Club birthday list as well today. If you're celebrating a birthday or anniversary, we'd like to wish you the best from everyone at WRCO.
Running with a traveling man, left her mama crying with her head in her hand. Such a sad case, so brokenhearted. She said, Mama, gotta go, gotta get out of here, gotta get out of town, tired of hanging around. I gotta roll on between the ditches. Just an ordinary story about the way things go round and around. Nobody knows, but the highway goes on forever. That old highway rolls on forever. Lord, she never would have done it if she hadn't got drunk, if she hadn't started running with a traveling man, if she hadn't started taking those crazy chances. She said, daughter, let me tell you about the traveling kind. Everywhere he's going such a very short time. He'll be long gone before you know it. He'll be long gone before you know it. She said, never have I known it when it felt so good. Never have I knew it when I knew I could. Never have I done it when it looked so right. Leaving Louisiana in the broad daylight. This is down in the swampland, anything goes. It's alligator bait and the bars don't close. It's a real thing down in Louisiana. Did you ever see a Cajun when he really got mad? When he really got trouble like a dog gone bad? It gets real hot down in Louisiana. The stranger better move it or he's gonna get killed. He's gonna have to get it or a shotgun will. It ain't no time for lame speeches. There ain't no time for lame speeches. She say, never have I known it when it felt so good. Never have I knew it when I knew I could. Never have I done it when it looked so right. Leaving Louisiana in the broad daylight. She say, never have I known it when it felt so good. Never have I knew it when I knew I could. Never have I done it when it looked so right. Leaving Louisiana in the broad daylight.
That's a great one. First of a couple from the Oak Ridge Boys.
Go round and around, nobody knows, but the highway goes on forever.
Yeah, it goes on forever.
That old highway rolls on forever.
Our weekend wake-ups, having a great time on the old Facebook.com. You can just follow us there at Civic Media Adam. Also, a couple of calls sharing some great jokes today as well. And you know, things are bad all over. Yeah, I don't know if you read the news, but there was a toilet stolen over the week. Yeah, the authorities still have nothing to go on.
It's a weekend wake-up twin spin.
Two in a row.
Twin spin on WRCO-FM.
And wonder just how sweet it would be. But baby, I got lucky when I met you that night. Now you'll always have this promise from me.
No matter how high I get, I'll always look up to you. You'll always be number one. I'll settle for number two. You've always been there for me. Baby, I must confess, I'll always look up to you, no matter how high I get.
Up here on the mountain, it gets crazy sometimes. So crazy, I don't know what to do. When I've had it up to here with all of their lies, I can count on you to tell me the truth.
No matter how high I get, I'll always look up to you. You'll always be number one. I'll settle for number two. You've always been there for me. Baby, I must confess, I'll always look up to you. No matter how high I get.
always look up to you. You'll always be number one. I'll settle for number two. You've always been there for me. Baby, I must confess, I'll always look up to you. No matter how high, no matter how high I get, I'll always look up to you. You'll always be number one. I'll settle for number two. You've always been there for me. Baby, I must confess, I'll always look up to you. No matter how high, no matter how high I get, I'll always look up to you. You'll always be number one. I'll settle for number two. You've always been there for me. Baby, I must confess, I'll always look up to you. No matter how high.
You're listening to The Weekend Wake Up.
WRCO, a Civic Media station.
We'll return after these messages.
Feeling saucy? Come down to A&W and dip a juicy five-piece hand-breaded chicken tender combo into our new spicy three-pepper fire sauce or our new savory A&W sauce. Dip into A&W and try them today.
Always made fresh root beer, always at A&W. Your A&W restaurant is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary, tax extra.
Get ready for the annual Ithaca Lions Club consignment auction happening Sunday, April 28th. Now is the perfect time to list any items you'd like to consign. If you are interested in being a seller at the sale, reach out to Dean Reinhardt at 604-4692, Dick Hauser at 585-4808, or Fred Fry at 608-585-2921. Especially if you have larger items like tractors, farm implements, cars, trucks, or boats. Remember, this is a consignment auction, so you keep the money less a reasonable commission, which supports the Ithaca Lions community projects. Turn your unneeded items into cash with the help of the Ithaca Lions consignment auction coming up Sunday, April 28th. Contact Dean Reinhardt, Dick Hauser, or Fred Fry to list your item today.
If you would like to become a friend of the show and interact with me, Adam Hess, every time I'm on the radio, simply head to Facebook.com and search keywords Civic Media Adam. When you find my profile, hit like, subscribe, and follow. You can make a request, tell me a joke, and just interact with the studio. It's Civic Media Adam from WRCO-FM Civic Media and on Facebook.com.
Spring is here, and so is prom season. The Family Thrift Shop is in need of donations of formal dresses. In order to prevent theft or damage, they are asking that you please bring your donations into the shop only during the days and hours that they are open for business. Their hours are Wednesday through Friday, 9 to 5, Saturday, 10 to 4. Come and shop locally, where the profits from your donation and purchases stay in the community and help support other nonprofit organizations. They appreciate your support and look forward to seeing you at the Family Thrift Shop, located at 120 South Main Street in downtown Richland Center.
It's local music.
Local music on WRCO-FM.
From Adams to Wazika, Boaz to Ithaca, and everywhere in between. It's local music on WRCO-FM and
Civic Media.
With a downtown view, but she's seen enough. She's making plans to get away down a two-lane road to a quiet place, a dot on the map. Her suitcase is packed. She's heard about a town in West Virginia. She loved the name, but she's never been there. She's on the road to romance. In her heart she knows it's time to take a chance. She's headed south, Highway 85, as fast as that Mustang will drive. With hope, a prayer, and a plan, she's on the road to romance. drives all night. Just before the West Virginia line, she pulls off the road. She walks into a small cafe, sits down at the counter to take a break. A suitcase in his hand, he asks, "Is the seat taken, ma'am?" "My car broke down, I was headed to a place in West Virginia. I love the name, but I've never been there." They're on the road to romance. In her heart she knows it's time to take a chance. They're headed south, Highway 85, as fast as that Mustang will drive. With hope, a prayer, and a plan, they're on the road to romance. They were both looking for a change. Fate stepped in, now they'll never be the same. They're on the road to romance. In her heart she knows it's time to take a chance. They're headed south, Highway 85, as fast as that Mustang will drive.
Call before you dig. April is National Safe Digging Month, and spring is a popular time for digging projects. Local energy companies encourage residents and contractors to call 811 before any digging projects. A quick call to 811 prior to planting trees or shrubs, fencing a yard, or building a playset can prevent a fine and a potentially dangerous accident with gas or electric lines. It's not just about the call, it's the law, and it can keep you and your neighbors safe. Call 811 before you dig.
The home loan experts are at Community First Bank. Get great advice on how to improve your credit. Get pre-qualified so you know exactly what you can afford. And get matched to money-saving first-time homebuyer programs. Quit paying rent, become a homeowner, and save money? Now that's a win-win-win. Experience the difference at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com/homeloans. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Loan subject to credit approval. Restrictions may apply.
Hello, everyone. This is WRCO's Adam Hess. Be sure and join me every Saturday morning at 8:30 for Prime Mover. If you have items to buy, sell, trade, or give away. Brought to you by Sleepy Hollow Buick GMC, Julie Karen State Farm Insurance, J.J. Walsh Jewelers, The Richland Locker, Jones Chevrolet, the All-American Do-It Center, Clark's Power Sports, and by Colloy Contracting. Prime Mover every Saturday morning from 8:30 until 10 on WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Elevate your home into a haven. Attend the Senior Expo on April 24th at the Richland Center Community Center from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Meet Violet from A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet to discover our premium collection of medical-approved lift chairs, adjustable beds, and waterproof mattresses crafted to enhance your comfort and wellness. Violet will be able to address any questions about our products as well as provide recommendations for furniture that can make your small space more inviting.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
It's 7:45. We're at 34 degrees. This news update on WRCO is sponsored by the Philback family of dealerships, Capital Wealth Advisory Group, and by Chats Feed, Seed, and Such. The forecast for today: partly sunny, a bit chilly, will top off at 48. Clear tonight and cold and frosty, a low of 28. We're back to 60 tomorrow with breezy conditions and some sunshine. And Monday, warmer and windy. Spotty showers possible by evening, a high on Monday of 67. We're up from our morning low of 32. We have mostly cloudy skies now.
And we're at 34. News from WRCO-FM with Caitlin O'Connell continues in a moment.
Hello, friends. It's Ellie from Chet's. Spring is just around the corner. And you know what that means? Chick season. Chet's is your local chick headquarters. We have heat lamps, starter feed, and even the chicks themselves. Don't forget about your furry friends. At our new location, there are so many cat and dog toys to choose from, and they're all 10% off. Stop by and check out our large selection of pet foods to keep your companions happy and healthy. We appreciate every single one of our friends, because without you, there wouldn't be us. Come say hi and check out the new store at 880 North Orange Street, Richland Center.
Today is Saturday, April 20th. Good morning for WRCO News. I'm Caitlin O'Connell. Vice President Kamala Harris plans to return to Wisconsin next week for her third visit to the battleground state this year. President Joe Biden's campaign announced on Thursday that Harris plans to campaign in La Crosse on Monday at an event focused on abortion rights. Harris was in Madison last month and in Waukesha in January for the first of her trips focused on abortion. Wisconsin is one of a handful of battleground states across the country. The latest Marquette University Law School poll, released on Wednesday, showed the race between Biden and former President Trump to be about even. Governor Evers will be able to participate in a lawsuit seeking to reverse the Wisconsin Supreme Court's two-year-old ban on absentee ballot drop boxes. The case could make a big difference in Wisconsin's elections this year. The court's four liberal justices granted Evers' motion to intervene on Thursday. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources again asks the public to stay vigilant and avoid outdoor burning this weekend due to the elevated fire danger. Warm temperatures, low humidity, and breezy conditions are in the forecast for this weekend. Although recent rain has improved conditions in some areas, much of the state's vegetation is still dead and dry. Over the past week, the DNR has responded to 122 wildfires, burning nearly 340 acres, the most active week this season. The majority of these recent wildfires have been related to debris burning and power lines. Wisconsin's wildfire season is expected to continue for several more weeks, with pine needles dropping and fires starting to move into tree crowns. These conditions can lead to faster, more intense fires that are difficult to suppress. To help keep Wisconsinites safe, the DNR may suspend annual burn permits in counties within DNR protection areas where vegetation has yet to fully green up. All of Columbia, Crawford, Richland, and Sauk counties, and the northern section of Grant and Iowa counties are in the DNR protection area. If your property is outside of the DNR's jurisdiction, please check with local authorities prior to burning. Check the DNR's website to learn if your property is within the DNR's jurisdiction. Remember, weather conditions can change quickly, which means fire danger can change quickly too. Always check before you burn. Fire danger and burning restrictions change every day. Experience the farms, food processors, food retailers, and restaurants in the River Valley through a food tour being held today from 10 until 4 o'clock. Savor includes many young entrepreneurial family farmers and small business owners who are passionate about providing delicious, wholesome, unique, and interesting food. The second annual tour extends from Cedar Grove Cheese and Plain to Meadowlark Farm and Mill in Ridgeway. In between are 14 members hosting special activities, plus a range of restaurants and food retailers selling and serving food. Tours and demos include Meadowlark Mill Tours, Seven Seeds Farm Tour, Ducks in a Row Family Farm Tours, Kate's Family Farm Self-Guided Tours, Brouhaha Roasters Coffee Roasting Demos, and Cedar Grove Cheese Self-Guided Tour of the Living Machine Water Treatment Plant. There will also be guided Taliesin Tours of Midway Barn at 10, noon, and 3 o'clock. Reservations are required. Sampling and special purchase opportunities will also be held at Bird of Paradise Tea, Wander Provisions, the Spring Green General Store, Block 23, and Straka Meats, among others. The TOMA VAMC Annual Earth Day Recycling Event continues today from 8 until noon. Bring your lead-acid batteries and old home electronics for free recycling. The electronic recycling event will be held outside Building 52 of the TOMA VA campus. Enter on 2nd Street and follow the signs. The Deke Slayton Memorial Space and Bicycle Museum will host Sharing Space with Deke. The program will feature a live virtual conversation with astronaut Bob Crippen. Crippen was hired by Slayton in 1969 when the Air Force's manned orbiting laboratory was canceled. Prior to his first space flight, Crippen was assigned to the 56-day Skylab Medical Experiment Altitude Test and support crew for the Apollo TEX project. He was the pilot on the first flight of a space shuttle in orbit and commander of three others. Following his space flights, Crippen served as director of the Space Shuttle Program and then director of the Kennedy Space Center, retiring in 1995. Sharing Space with Deke featuring Bob Crippen will be held on Sunday at 3 o'clock at the Deke Slayton Memorial Space and Bicycle Museum in Sparta. You may attend in person or via Zoom. Tickets priced at $10 are available online at DekeSlaytonMuseum.org. Monday is Earth Day, and UW-Madison has lots going on. The university's Earth Fest runs through Friday. There will be dozens of events ranging from lectures to volunteer opportunities. Paul Robbins is dean of the Nelson Institute for Environmental Studies. He said this is the Institute's biggest effort ever in the 50 years it sponsored Earth Day activities. Robbins notes that Earth Day was the brainchild of the late Senator Gaylord Nelson, for whom the Institute is named. But then Nelson always declared that all he did was name a day, and everybody else showed up and did the heavy lifting. You can find out more about UW-Madison's Earth Day festivities at earthfest.wisc.edu. This year marks a rare convergence as two significant cicada broods, the 13-year brood 19 and the 17-year brood 8, will emerge simultaneously, an event occurring only once every 221 years. Given the scope of this year's periodical broods, the 2024 will bring a once-in-a-lifetime level of cicada activity to the U.S. Cicadas are benign creatures posing minimal threat and providing a host of ecological benefits by aerating soil and serving as a crucial food source for various animals. Cicada hatches also create a boon for fishing enthusiasts. Cicadas can produce their mating calls at a noise level greater than that produced by hair dryers, comparable to that of lawnmowers, and on par with what's considered damaging to human hearing given long periods of exposure. Wisconsin is one of just 17 states expected to see either the rare brood 19 or brood 8 this year. In total, 12 Wisconsin counties will be affected. The 12 counties expected to see brood 8 are Crawford, Dane, Grant, Greene, Iowa, Jefferson, Milwaukee, Richland, Rock, Sauk, Woolworth, and Waukesha. For more information, check out captainexperiences.com/blog/2024cicada double brood. Stay tuned. Today's vital statistics are next.
For today, retirement, and every moment in between, doing what you love is an investment worth keeping. Capital Wealth Advisor Group knows this. We take a personalized approach to understand your life and your wealth, helping you plan for the short term, long term, or whatever your terms may be. Wealth care for you and your family. Capital Wealth Advisor Group, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
Today is Saturday, April 20th. Judith Bellamy Nicholas, 76 of Richland Center, died April 8th at Pine Valley Community Village. A celebration of life will be held today from 10 until 1 o'clock at the Pratt Community Hall with a time of sharing at noon. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. For Judith Bellamy Nicholas, 76, of Richland Center. Mildred Millie Esser, 97, of Highland, died April 8th at Greenway Manor in Spring Green. A funeral mass will be held at 11 o'clock today at St. Anthony's and Phillips Catholic Church in Highland. Burial will follow in St. Anthony's Cemetery. Friends may call at St. Anthony's and Phillips Catholic Church today from 9:30 until 10:45. The McGuire Peterson Hauk Funeral Home in Highland is serving the family. Of Mildred Millie Esser, 97, of Highland. Kenneth W. Stanitka, 82 of Muscadet, died April 10th at the Richland Hospital. A celebration of life will be held today at 11 at St. John the Baptist Catholic Church in Muscadet. A private family burial will be held in St. John the Baptist Catholic Cemetery. Friends may call at St. John the Baptist Catholic Church today from 9 until the time of the service at 11. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. For Kenneth W. Stanitka, 82, of Muscadet. Ida R. Ward, 89, of Benton, formerly of Boscobel in Crawford County, died March 31st at her daughter's home in Benton. A celebration of life will be held today from 11:30 till 3 o'clock, with a service at 12:30 at the Boscobel Bowl and Banquet. A private family burial will be held in the Boscobel Cemetery. Memorials may be given to the Eastman Fire Department or Eastman Community Club. The Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel is assisting the family. Of Ida R. Ward, 89 of Benton and formerly of Boscobel and Crawford County. Dorothy Adeline Franck, 97 of Plain, died on Monday. A funeral mass will be held on Monday at 10 o'clock at St. John's Catholic Church in Spring Green. Burial will follow in St. Luke's Cemetery in Plain. Friends may call at St. John's Catholic Church in Spring Green on Monday from 9 until the time of the mass at 10. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green is assisting the family with arrangements. For Dorothy Adeline Franck, 97, of Plain. Vincent Monty Slaypack, 78, of Muscadet, died Tuesday at Pine Valley Community Village in Richland Center. Gravesite services will be held on Monday at 11:30 at the Muscadet Cemetery. Military graveside rites will be conducted by the Muscadet American Legion Post 85. The family requests people wear flannel to honor Monty. A time of sharing will be held at the Muscadet Sportsman's Club following the graveside service. Memorials may be directed to the American Red Cross or Grace Hospice. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Of Vincent Monty Slaypack, 78, of Muscadet.
Hello friends, Mark Philback here from the Philback Family Dealerships, your go-to destination for all things automotive. Did you know we're celebrating 75 years in business? That's right, 75 years of serving our amazing community. And here's something that sets us apart. We are the home of the lifetime powertrain warranty. That's a commitment to you, our valued customers, for ensuring peace of mind every mile you drive. But that's not all. We've expanded our selection of inventory so you'll find the perfect ride for any lifestyle. The deals are getting sweeter, folks. Whether you're in Highland, Richland Center, Boscobel, or Prairie du Chien, or browsing online at philback.com, we've got incredible offers just waiting for you. So why wait? Come down to the Philback Family Dealerships and let us make your automotive dreams a reality. Visit us today, where trust, selection, and unbelievable deals come standard. The Philback Family Dealerships, 75 years strong with a lifetime commitment to you, where the customer is first since 1948.
This is WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
A Civic Media station.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on the WRCO website at WRCO.com, your news just for the Richland Center area. I'm Joanne Krulatz with WRCO News.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packard. A rare Saturday session will get underway in the House of Representatives a short time from now. Members will be deciding on a $95 billion package that would provide long-awaited aid for Israel, Ukraine, and Taiwan. ABC Washington correspondent Jay O'Brien has more from Capitol Hill.
The Speaker's proposal, an ambitious package of four bills.